The law symbolically frees 14 men who petitioned the legislature for freedom in 1779. 20 slaves were on the petition that argued that as colonists deserved freedom from Britain, they deserved liberty also. 6 slaves were freed by their owners after the petition was submitted. Hassan signed the legislation in Portsmouth, home of bill sponsor Senator Martha Fuller Clark.
More than 230 years too late for their petition, we can say that freedom is truly an inherent right, not to be surrendered.
Valerie Cunningham, who founded Portsmouth's Black Heritage Trail, pointed out that the original petitioners sought more than their personal freedom. They also asked for slavery itself to be abolished in New Hampshire.
Symbolism is important, but it is my hope that we do not forget about the other men, the women, and the children who were enslaved in the state of New Hampshire at the time of this petition, and for 60 years after the petition was tabled.
A committee is raising money for a memorial park in the city at the site of the colonial-era burial ground where the remains of 6 slaves were found 10 years ago by a city construction crew working on a road project. For NHPR News, I'm Roger Wood in Portsmouth.